I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studio. Starting June 11th, Dead Center Film Festival comes back to Oklahoma City. Not that it ever left, but it's in its 14th year, Dead Center is. And we have Kim Haywood, the Director of Programming and Education with Dead Center, in the studio with us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Well, one thing that we wanted to kind of touch on here were all the free outdoor films and especially the music-related projects that Dead Center hosts that you don't have to have passes to. It's open for everybody to come enjoy.
Exactly. So there are a lot of people still that don't understand how festivals work. And so what I tell them is the best entry point that they can, you know, enter on is our free outdoor films. And those take place on June 13th, 14th, and 15th. All of them are at the Great Lawn and the Mary Gardens. They're free, completely open to the public. And the cool thing is you can make an entire night of it. So our films start at 9:30, which is just when it gets dark enough to show the films. And then before that, starting at 7:30 to 9 p.m., we have free music that has been coordinated by the Oklahoma City Arts Council. So from 7:30 to 11, there's a night of music and film and under the beautiful downtown sky.
Right. So that's kind of the lead up, the music, and then the film starts at 9:30.
Exactly.
And this year, you're bringing in a really big film that has some Oklahoma connections on Friday night.
Exactly. So Friday, a couple years ago, we coined that Flashback Friday. And so this year on Friday night, we're bringing in Footloose. It is the 30th anniversary of the classic film, and it's actually based off of a town in Oklahoma. So there's an Oklahoma connection to that as well. So again, free outdoors, Footloose, and with 80s music leading up to the film.
Yeah, you know what else we could do? We could start one of your nightclubs right there in the church, huh?
Hey, that's it. That's it, man.
What's it?
A dance.
What? A dance! We could have a dance! You know what I mean? Dance!
Hey, rap!
Friends! Dance! You're gonna get me angry, man! We're gonna turn this town upside down!
Stop it!
You also, on Saturday night, have a blues film. It's a documentary on a classic record label.
Really excited about this one. The film is called Take Me to the River, and it is a beautiful documentary about Memphis blues, and specifically Stax Records out of Memphis. So it goes through the history of this record label, through the civil rights era, and what it does is it partners these sort of old school blues musicians with more current day musicians. So, you know, Otis Clay might be partnering with Snoop Dogg, or Little Peanut, who's this, you know, 6-year-old rapper who now has a Nickelodeon show, or Frasier Boy from 3-6 Mafia. So the end of the film are just these collaborations between sort of the old school and the new school. And it's an absolutely beautiful documentary visually, but also the music is absolutely outstanding.
You can feel the history in here.
Yo, we recorded 26 gold and platinum records in a row.
Everything we touched turned to gold. To get what you do
and still be. We set the world on fire.
The origins of where it all began.
I'm just fly on the wall, man.
And the very, very cool thing about that is that following the film on Saturday night, June 14th, we are going to have 22 musicians from the film give a free concert from 11 to midnight, also in the Myriad Gardens. And so that's going to be Frasier Boy from 3-6 Mafia. That's going to be Otis Clay. There's an entire horn section that's coming in from Memphis. They have some academy students there, this sort of Stax Music Academy, and the students are coming in for that. So there's an hour-long concert with 22 of these amazing Grammy and Oscar-winning musicians coming in to perform for free.
Wow.
Yeah. Great.
So you can't miss that one.
You cannot miss that one.
Sunday night, you have a concert doc on Aerosmith.
Exactly. Who's in love Aerosmith? So they're awesome. It's a great rock doc. Basically, Aerosmith was the first band to actually go back into Japan after the tsunami and the nuclear fallout. They were told not to go, but they had these concerts scheduled, and they're like, we've got to, you know, keep up to our word with our fans. So it's an amazing concert doc that was filmed completely in Japan. And then you also get to see this side of their fans. They have crazy fans in Japan. Like, they go insane for them. There's one guy who's been to 250 concerts around the world. So it's this really awesome live footage intercut with these really lovely stories about how grateful the Japanese are that the Aerosmith, their favorite band, actually came back when they were told not to come back.
The Dead Center Film Festival starts on June 11th, that's a Wednesday, and runs through June 15th on a Sunday. Passes and more information available at deadcenterfilm.org. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.